Luke couldn't help but smile. Lando, just like Han, was always tinkering with his ships. It was as if the two simply couldn't stand the notion of flying a ship the way it came out of the factory. While it amused him, Luke was certainly not one to dismiss the pair's inclination to improve. The Jade Shadow was testimony to what a customized vessel could do.
"I'm sure it will do everything but make me a cup of caff and deliver it to me in bed," Luke said.
"You know, that's a great idea, Luke. I'll get right on it,"
Lando said with a straight face, stroking his chin thoughtfully.
"How long do you think it will take?"
Lando considered.
The old boat's been sitting in dock for a while. A week, maybe two."
Disappointment knifed through Luke.
"That long?"
He did not regret his decision to ally with the Sith. He thought it over carefully and knew that it was the right one. He also knew that the longer one spent hanging around with garbage, the greater the chance that Dianoga would show up. He wanted to confront Abeloth as soon as possible and be rid of the promises he had made before the Sith decided to turn on him, which was as inevitable as Ben getting hungry every few hours. Lando spread his hands in a "don't look at me" gesture.
"Hey, you're the one who wants a specialized vessel to go chase some big bads in the Maw, not me. I'll do my best to make it a week. But seriously, Luke, I do have to warn you. This thing is old, and so is a droid crew. You gotta be gentle with her, understand?"
"She's not going to break down on me in the middle of the Maw."
Hey, did I say that?"
Lando looked wounded, but it was just over the top enough for Luke to know his friend wasn't serious.
"That's what I need the time for, to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm just letting you know that you'll need a little extra love, that's all."
Luke sighed. He needed every advantage he could in going after Abeloth. That much had been made excruciatingly clear. If Lando said 1 to 2 weeks, then he would have to wait 1 to 2 weeks and hope the Sith didn't chafe at the delay too much. The tug could make all the difference.
"I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for the loan. It's appreciated, Lando. We'll lay in a course for Kessel and..."
"Oh, no. You're not bringing Sith into orbit around my planet. That would be bad for business if word gets out."
Luke thought it would be bad for everyone's business if word got out, but he said nothing.
"We'll rendezvous at Clatooine. It's close to the Maw, part of the Cyclada Cluster."
"Why do I know that name?" Luke asked.
He wondered if it was only because it was so similar to Tatooine that it stuck in his mind so. Lando grinned, showing perfect white teeth.
"Because it's the last stop on the famous Kessel Run. You can't possibly have forgotten that."
"Of course," Luke said. "The Kessel Run. Han has to regale us at least once a year with that story."
Lando chuckled.
"Believe me, the run was even more interesting when the place was crawling with huts. Or slithering, since huts don't have legs. It's still hut space, officially, but they got badly hurt during the Yuuzhan Vong Wars. It's pretty quiet there now. You and your, associates shouldn't have too much trouble. A few days in orbit, maybe even a planet landing to stretch your legs, should be just fine."
Luke touched the console, and a map popped up on the transparisteel screen. There was the Maw, and near it was Kessel. Hut space was clearly defined, and sure enough, there was the Cyclada Cluster, consisting of Clatooine, Nemia, Kess, Lant, Eotra, Yoribunt, and Srilur. Clatooine was firmly within hut space, but Luke was not worried. Lando might be adventurous, but he would never deliberately put Luke in harm's way for something as inconsequential as a rendezvous point.
"Thanks, Lando. I appreciate it."
"Anytime, Luke. Just treat my old vessel with care and respect. And watch your back, huh, kid?"
Lando grinned, winked, and his image vanished.